Okay, so I want to start with something that actually made me stop and think when I read this. Matt Garman, the AWS CEO, is basically saying we've been thinking about AI all wrong.
Wrong how? We've had a pretty good run with ChatGPT and all the content generation stuff.
Right, but that's exactly the point. We've been stuck in this lane of write me an email or summarize this document. Garman's saying the real unlock is when AI actually does work, not just helps you do work.
So, you're talking about the difference between an AI that drafts an insurance claim response versus one that actually processes the claim end to end.
Exactly. Think of it this way. Content generation is like having a really smart intern who writes things. Task accomplishing agents are like having an intern who can actually execute the whole job, review it, check it against policy, flag exceptions, process the approval.
But here's what bugs me about that framing. Isn't that just automation? We've been automating workflows for decades. What's actually different here?
The difference is inference. Garman keeps coming back to this idea that AI inference is a new fundamental building block. Like he literally called it, the world invented a new Lego.
Okay, so unpack that. What does inference actually enable that we couldn't do before?
Inference is where you run an AI model against real-world data and it can actually make decisions. Before, developers had compute, storage, databases, but none of those could independently decide or act. Now, they can build systems that make judgment calls.
So it's not just pattern matching on historical data, it's adaptive decision-making in real time?
Yeah, and that's the seismic shift. An insurance agent doesn't just follow a flowchart. It understands context, weighs multiple factors, handles edge cases. That's why Garmin thinks the enterprise value is exponentially higher.
I keep coming back to this skepticism, though. If this is so transformative, why haven't we seen it at scale yet? Where are these agents actually deployed?
That's actually what Garmin's honest about. He said in 2026 we'll see compelling use cases emerge, but even he can't predict what they'll be. He's saying AWS is building the platform and letting developers figure out the killer apps.
Wait, that's interesting. So they're not trying to prescribe the use cases, they're just providing infrastructure and betting that creativity will fill in the gaps.
Exactly. And I think that's smart because here's the thing that blew my mind. He's describing a three-layer stack: infrastructure at the bottom, then platform services in the middle, then millions of applications on top.
So where do agents sit in that model?
They sit at the top, in the application layer, but they're built on platform services like Amazon Bedrock Agent Core, which handles permissions, secure compute, integration with other systems.
Okay, but the real question is, what's the ROI comparison here? Garmin's saying task accomplishing agents deliver exponentially more value than content generation. But is that actually true, or is that sales pitch?
Let me give you the concrete example. A content AI writes a claims response letter. A task agent reviews the claim, checks policy terms, cross-references medical records, calculates payment, flags exceptions, and processes approved claims.
One of those is automation theater, and the other is actually moving the needle operationally.
Right, and that scales across industries. DevOps agents that write code and submit pull requests, operations agents that detect anomalies and implement fixes. The operational leverage is just different.
But let's stress test that for a second. How many of those end-to-end workflows actually exist in enterprises right now, where you can just drop an agent in and it works?
That's the gap, right? The infrastructure is getting built faster than the workflows are being reimagined. But Garmin's betting that as companies move from experimentation to production, they'll start seeing where agents fit.
So it's a chicken and egg problem. Agents are powerful, but only if you've already deconstructed your workflows to be agent compatible.
And that's probably the unglamorous part nobody talks about. AWS can announce all these frontier agents: Kiro, security agent, DevOps agent, but the real work is enterprises figuring out which of their processes can actually be agentic.
The part nobody's talking about is the risk. You're giving an agent permissions to process claims or deploy code. What happens when it hallucinates or makes a bad decision?
That's where the gateways and human review flags come in. But yeah, that's a governance problem that's way bigger than the technology problem.
So, stepping back, do you think 2026 is realistic for compelling use cases at scale? Or is that optimistic?
I think what Garmin's actually saying is that some compelling use cases will emerge, not that there'll be a wave of them. And honestly, that's probably the right bar to set, given how unpredictable this stuff is.
The infrastructure is ready. The models are good enough. The missing piece is organizational willingness to actually let AI make decisions autonomously.
And that's a culture problem, not a tech problem, which is probably why Garmin's focus is on building the platform and letting the world figure out the creativity.